day arrives without announcement. No trumpet, no crowd, no urgency. You wake to a stillness that feels heavier than grief itself. Yesterday demanded tears and noise. Today asks for waiting. The city moves, but cautiously, as though afraid to disturb something fragile and unresolved. Jesus is nowhere to be seen. His body rests behind stone now, wrapped, hidden, guarded. The finality of it presses into every corner of the day. You move through the streets and notice how ordinary everything looks. Bread is baked, water is drawn, doors open and close. Life insists on continuing, even when meaning feels suspended. You listen for news, hopeful, yet there is none. His followers, well, they've remained scattered. Some are hiding behind locked doors, replaying every word, every warning, every promise. Others sit quietly with their thoughts, afraid to hope, but yet afraid not to. You sense their exhaustion, faith stretched thin by silence. You sit with them, unseen. No one speaks much. There are no prayers shaped neatly enough to offer. Yesterday took all the words. Today holds only questions that echo without reply. Why did it end this way? Did we misunderstand something? Did we misunderstand everything? What if death really has won? The scriptures are remembered, but without clarity. Promises feel distant now, like stars behind cloud cover. You realize how much faith depends on what can be seen. How disorienting it is when God seems absent rather than active. The Sabbath arrives. Rest is commanded, but it does not feel restful. Hands are still, but hearts are restless. Obedience continues, even when hope falters. They honor the day because it is all they know how to do. Yet beneath it all, unseen, something else is happening. Not noise, not light, not even explanation. God is working in the hidden place. Holy Saturday is the day between promise and fulfillment, already but not yet. Between the last breath and the first inhale of a new life. It is the space where faith learns to exist without evidence. So you sit with the silence. It teaches you that waiting is not failure, that stillness is not abandonment, that God does not rush to reassure when something deeper is being formed. This is the day when the world holds its breath. Death believes it has finished its work. Hope appears buried. Heaven seems quiet. But quiet does not mean empty. For now, you remain an observer, carrying the ache of unanswered prayer and the discipline of staying present when nothing seems to be happening. But Holy Saturday asks only this, to stay, for the story is not done, and Sunday is a-comin'.